Welcome to another week of tackling issues. Once again, this week I'm joined by Stuart. Stuart, I introduced you first. Say what's up.
Yeah, how's it?
And Jared back again with us as always.
Hey guys, good to be back.
So this week we are doing a Super Rugby current match day 23. But we're only selecting players from, what's it, the 7 or 8 weeks that passed this seven. Year that we got to watch. Yeah, 7 weeks. So we're only going to select players or that we've seen or players that we believe have shown good, great form, lack of a better word, this year or so far this year. And hopefully we'll get to start the Super Rugby season. Well, I don't foresee it picking up. I know New Zealand one is picking up, but
yeah, the Kiwis one's next month, which I'm quite excited about.
But I think it's a whole new tournament.
It is, yeah. They're starting from week one, and it's going to be the five Kiwi teams. It's going to be one game on Saturday, one game on Sunday. One team has a bye, and they'll play 10 weeks, I think.
With no one watching the games in the stadium, obviously.
No one watching the games in the stadium, yeah.
Okay.
To be fair, I don't know, but obviously I prefer having fans in any sporting event. But watching rugby like that, it kind of takes me back to watching like schools rugby or something like that, where there's, you know, you can hear the coaches shouting and things like that. Kind of takes me back a little bit watching in that environment.
Schools rugby is louder than flipping provincial and super rugby, in my opinion.
Yeah,
like
I know, but
games, Rondebosch games, any of the Paul boys.
Oh yeah, Gray, of course
they are. Flipping nuts. Kids, they are nuts. But I do get what you're saying. It's like it's weird because I can't watch football without a crowd. It doesn't make sense to me. The crowd, because the crowd is constant from minute one to minute 90, there's noise. With rugby, it's a little bit different. Like there's no songs really. There's a couple of chants, you know, like VP your lekker ding, like you know, that kind of thing, which is cool. And I get involved and I sing it along. But like it's not like singing from minute one to minute 80. So watching rugby without crowds isn't going to be as bad as watching football without crowds. So I'm actually not that fussed about it. And you get to hear the hits, which is really good. And you get to hear a little bit more conversation because the refs have mics. So you get to hear a bit more conversation with the players and stuff like that, which is good.
I'm just excited to get rugby back. End of. So we're going to do position by position. We'll select our players. Obviously, bear in mind, this is all our personal preferences, our personal point of views. But if you guys feel that we've left out anybody or considered somebody that you believe doesn't deserve the spot or does deserve the spot, don't be shy to leave a comment. And we will not take note of it. No, we will. We will indeed. So Stuart, do you want to kick us off with the number one slot? And we'll get this thing started.
I mean, I don't think it's too difficult. I mean, we've mentioned this guy, I think, in every single podcast, and that's Kitchoff. I know you got injured at the end, but he did play six games. And I think Stormers only played six games because we had a bye somewhere in the middle. His defense has been pretty solid this season. I think he's only missed less than nine tackles, eight tackles, I think it has. Hasn't been that energetic in terms of carrying or anything like that. He's carried a couple of times, but hasn't gained much meters, but that's fine. His scrummaging is still class. He still manages to beat defenders, but maybe only gaining a couple of meters every now and again. But it's his scrummaging and his defense that that made me pick him as my loose head.
Yeah. Also, like coming off the back of that, one thing also that quite a few players have either been restricted to game time or they haven't played at all because of the World Cup last year. So they've all either taken rests and stuff like that. So it was quite difficult from the players we picked. But Jay, who did you go with?
Yeah, I've done the same. Like Stuart says, this guy's always at the top of our list. And to be fair, there's probably the two lucids that I have in my squad are probably the two, maybe a bit biased, but we'll get to that. But they're probably the two that I've found are on form, and that includes all three franchises. Yeah, definitely Kitsoff. The guy's got an 83% tackle success rate this year. Scored a try, so not many props score tries. So he's been all right. You always see him around doing what he needs to do on the field. Like Stuart said, yeah, at the moment I think he's the world's best lucid. So and he's had a really good six games. Stormers have been playing very good rugby. So yeah, he's my starter.
Yeah, I concur wholeheartedly. To be honest, props I think was the hardest position. There was a few that just jumped out, but we'll see when we get to the others. But I picked Stephen Kitchoff. So the first position is a little bit easier. So we know Stephen Kitchoff is going to be in our joint team. Jared, who did you go with for your hooker?
So this is a tough one. There's a few guys that I left out that could have been in here, but I think my starter is someone that I feel deserves it, and that's a guy that's first real season getting game time, and that's Kieran van Vuuren from the Sharks. Played all seven games, scored two tries, and his tackle success rate, when I had a look, is sitting at 98%.
98%. He's missed one tackle this whole season. Incredible.
46 tackles out of 47, and for me, that's really good. You don't see him. He's not that mobile like Malcolm Marks is, but he's around. You see him, and he's always picking up and driving, and that's the most important. He's doing his tackles, his lineouts, and yeah, he's been really good for the Sharks. So
not afraid to do the dirty work.
Definitely, and I hope that he like we said last week in our team. I hope he does get a look in with the Springboks now.
Indeed. So, Stuart, who was your hooker?
Yeah, also Kieran van Vuuren. Like Jay said, he scored two tries. He's missed one tackle this whole season at 98%, which is playing every single game in Super Rugby and missing one tackle is pretty special. Like Jay said, I mean, he's made 29 runs for 57 meters, so not mobile as a Marks or Coles or somebody, but look, for me, I'm not that fussed about some of my forwards not picking up the ball, 15 times a game and making meters. They need to be defensively solid. And he's probably the most defensively solid hooker that Super Rugby has at the moment. It was a bit tricky. I had a few on my list, but he came out on top. Van Vuuren was my number one.
So for me, I actually had Kieran van Vuuren on the bench. I didn't start. I did that stat about the tackling. That's insane. When I was reading about that, but I actually went for again somebody that's not mobile, doesn't get as much run meters, but he scores tries, and that's Falao Fahinga from the Brumbies. I know a lot of it comes off the back of their just pure. Their mauling of lineouts and things like that. But again, a hooker plays a big part in that rolling maul and things like that. He gets along with his business on the field and stuff like that. And he's recently
somebody that's played three games this season and scored five tries. That's pretty impressive from a hooker. But like you said, it all comes from the back of like a 5 meter lineout rolling maul because he's carried 17 times for 16 meters. So all his tries are coming off the back of like 2 meter carries, which is fine because five tries, in three games, points win you games, tries win you games. So he was there.
I went Falao Fahinga. And I like the little ponytail that he has as well. I think that's suited for that little
started player. And to be fair, the Brumbies have started this season. Very well.
Really well. Yeah, they look.
They've been really good, the Brumbies.
Indeed. I'll start off with the tight head. There was only one person that I was ever going to go for. Picked him in my Super Rugby fantasy team. I tried to get him like a year. And that is the Tongan Thor, Vanilla Tupo, from the Reds. The guy is just, what more do you say with this guy? It's bustling his way through tackles. That, I can't remember who he absolutely destroyed, just ran over. Like he wasn't even there. It looked Lomo-esque. But yeah, for a guy of his size, when he gets the ball and he gets into space, he can move as well. I'm not saying he's quick, but he's just, for a guy his size, he really can move. But yeah, I was always going to pick him as my number three. But unless you guys say otherwise, who did you guys go with?
No, I went with him as well. He's definitely quick for his size. You can't say he's not quick. He's definitely quick. he scores tries, man, and he scores them every year, and it's proof this year in 7 games, 3 tries. So nothing's changed there. Sometimes I worry about his defense, but he's sitting at 78% success rate. Yeah. And yeah, he's for me. There's not much competition in that in a number three role. Will Kalou, who I already rate, doesn't get the game time he deserves. At Stormers, there's not too many really that are pushing for that number three position. So for me, definitely him. And the Reds are doing all right. So there's quite a few Reds guys that have been on my radar in this form 23 that we're picking. So, and he's one of them. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Stuart, who did you go with? You went with the Tongan Thor.
Yeah, Tongan Thor. Yeah. Like Jay said, a little bit iffy on defense. You know, he's missed, about 9 tackles, 10 tackles, somewhere around there, 78%. But I've got Kitchoff that isn't as mobile. And then, I've got this guy that, just makes meters for fun. Beats defenses for fun.
Yeah.
The only question mark I have on him is his
discipline.
He gives away way too many penalties. He's given away 11 penalties in 7 games. That's if it's in non-attacking positions, non-kickable positions, fine. And I'm not going to analyze all 11 penalties that he's given away because I'll never be able to get that footage. But best believe at least half of those are going to be where the team's going to score points off you. Because nowadays these kickers can kick from anywhere from 50 meters. So 11 pens was a little bit of a question mark for me, but yeah, I think it's his ability to carry and gain meters and beat defenders and score tries that has made him my target number one choice.
Gives away silly penalties.
Coming in
from the side.
He's prone to be doing stupid things when the team's been given a warning. Like,
he's just so eager. That's a problem.
He doesn't hit anybody or stamp on anybody, but
that's why I say it's silly.
Like
penalties.
The whole team's been told, okay, any more of slowing the ball down illegally, next person's going. Best believe Tupo will come in and he'll lie on the ball and he'll get the yellow, and it'll be like, yes, this man, you've just been told the whole team, don't do this, but then you'll go and do it.
Hey, listen, at least he's not giving the referee a red card.
Body swat. Absolute tool.
He's classic, man. That is classic.
But did you see how shocked he was? Because I think he thought that Andre Watson was going to be like, oh, funny body swat, you funny, ha, ha, ha. No, he literally took the card out of his hand and go, you know what? You're off.
Anyway, let's get back to our game.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. All right. Okay. My turn.
Stuart, you can start with your first lock.
This will be one of a few that Jay has had to jump on for our Super Rugby fantasy game, and that's Ruben van Heerden.
Okay. Wow.
He's my starting four. He hasn't missed a tackle this season. He's played 7 games. He's made 45 tackles. He's missed 0. He's got 100% tackle success rate. Not the most mobile dude, but I've got a good partner that is mobile. Doesn't give away too many penalties. He does carry. You know, he's made 40 carries for 42 meters, so nothing major. But it's his defense that is just, I mean, the Sharks' defense in general has been pretty solid this year.
Yeah.
But he's really impressed me, I've got to say. Out of all the, you know, you get your standard locks that are always there or thereabout, but he's been really good defensively for me. 100%, no missed tackles. That is just phenomenal in this level of rugby.
Indeed. Jay, who did you go with?
Yeah, I went with the same as Stuart. Without a doubt, he's been playing great rugby. So, yeah, definitely have to have him in the mix there. Should get a look in at Springbok level as well this year if we get any games going ahead.
But right, he was one that we missed last week on the Springbok match or tour, 31 man tour, whatever, for the Lions. Because after watching a bit more of him,
it's hard a couple to of YouTube
clips.
Yeah,
he's been really good.
It's hard though to because we're doing Super Rugby now, and it's only guys based in South Africa. It's difficult to say if you're choosing guys overseas like Edsterbeth and a lot of guys. It's going to be a lot more difficult to try and fit him in. But he's definitely one for the future. He's still relatively young. So
I'm very excited for his future.
Yeah.
I think the Sharks I've got it nailed with him and JJ van der Mesh for the next 10 years if they can keep them too.
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure if they keep on that form, okay, JJ can keep healthy, and if Van Heerden keeps on this form, bigger clubs overseas will come knocking very quickly. But if the Sharks can keep them, Sharks have got a solid front five for the next 10 years.
No, exactly. Yeah, no, he's definitely here. He was definitely my number four.
Oh wow! Did you guys get together before? And
no, but it is calculated.
your teams are so far identical. So I did have Van Heerden as a special mention, I went with Solakai Loto from the Reds as my fourth. Okay. What's it? Lucan Solakai Loto. The guy.
Yeah, I have him on my Super Rugby fantasy team because he's versatile. He played seven. Yeah,
can play all different positions, but predominantly played lock this year.
Okay, I thought I had him down as I didn't realize he played mostly lock, but I had him down. I was considering for the number seven role in this
23. Oh, I only got 1-7.
I picked him in my Super Rugby team as a loose forward, knowing that he could slot in at lock. I didn't think that he'd play lock. He played 6 out of the 7 games at lock, and I think only one he played at 7.
At 6, I went with him. So I think it would be between those two for the locks. If you go, what would you prefer out of the two? It looks like, well, both of you went Van Heerden. So Van Heerden will take the slot.
So he's in.
He's in.
Well, he might still be able to make it. I found locks quite difficult, to be honest.
I didn't find it difficult. I just, again, it's because of the... Well, it's just like some teams played 6 weeks, some teams played 7, but it's also like the game time.
I haven't seen a lock stand out that's so spectacular that, Van Heerden's making his tackles and all that, and he's playing great rugby, but I haven't seen someone making massive meters and doing things that's not normal, you know what I mean? But like when Esbeth came on the scene, he smashed Bismarck in the air, you know what I mean? He'd done things that no one would ever do to Bismarck. Pete Steph to Toy started his career at the Sharks at lock, and he got game time, and he was brilliant. And it's just, I don't see this year, I haven't seen many locks from all three franchises.
Again, as I alluded earlier on, like the season hasn't really kick-started or like some players haven't even got into their strides. I mean, some of the players that we think would kind of be standouts at the beginning, people like Tui Peloto and Isaac Rodder, they haven't done nothing. Like, they've almost done nothing this year. Well, they haven't stood out as much as they did last year. So, but I will definitely concede with Anirian. Jay, who did you go for your
so five? So the guy I've chosen, he's only played 4 games this year, and I think he's been captaining them, and they've been playing really good rugby, and that's Barrett. I think
Scott Barrett.
Nobody doesn't know.
Yeah. Had to have one of the Barretts in there. But yeah, Scott Barrett for me, he's tied second on the list for most tackles. And he's only played 4 games. So that tells you something. So it tells you how many tackles he makes a game if he's only played 4 out of the 7.
Yeah, 14 tackles a game is ridiculously high. But nowadays, all the locks seem to be like, you know, tackle machine.
Yeah, it seems to be a criteria with a lot of the locks. Well, that's the thing. Not many of these locks have big run meters this year. But if you look at defensive stats and tackles, and like some of them really stand out. I mean, Van Heerden was one. Some of them really stand out. Stuart, who was your 5? Oh, sorry. Go.
No. I'll go with my 5. I actually went with Barrett's partner,
Mitchell Dunshay.
Mitchell?
6 games, 54 tackles to Barrett's 56. That's not that far off with 83%.
But how many games did he play?
6 games.
6 games. 2 more.
Yeah. But mobile. So I've got Van Yeden, who's my tackle machine. He doesn't miss a tackle, doesn't carry as much. And then I've got Dunshay, that's made 161 meters for a lock. You know, everybody else is flirting in like the 30s and the 40s and the 50s, and this guy's, you know, run more meters than some loose forwards and backline players.
Yeah. For me, it was difficult. It was between the two, between Scott Barrett and Dunshay. And Scott Barrett is one of those players, like, he can either influence a game. But most of the games this year, the Crusaders have had a pretty easy. Well, generally, the games seem pretty easy to them. But he hasn't been as good as he was last year, I don't think. And I think Dunshay is like outshone him a bit. But I took Mitchell Dunshay as my.
Oh, you also went Dunshay
as well. Yeah.
Okay. Not bad.
Surprisingly, because I again. Scott Barrett in the fantasy rugby team, he's another one that I always flocked because, like, when the game's open and it's scrappy, he's kind of similar to
Daniela Tupou. Yeah, you just know that he's gonna run hard, he's great defensively, he is their captain, and I think he has captained them the 4 games out of the 6 that they've played because I think they also had a bye. And also, like, he's a smart rugby player because he doesn't give away stupid penalties. He's not a high penalty, you know, conceder. Smart rugby player. Good rugby player. I like Barrett a lot.
For someone who's so physical and stuff, he definitely keeps his discipline under wraps and stuff like that. But yeah, pained me to drop him out. But like you just mentioned, Stuart, every nail in the head, Dunshay's mobility. Number 6. I'll go with a 6, if you guys don't mind. I'll start off. You guys started off the last position. We spoke about this guy last week when we did our South Africa. And there's a lot of 6s that stood out, but a lot of players also kind of reverted to a 6 or was an 8 and played 6 or was a lock then played 6. And this year so far, likes of like Shannon Frizzell, and obviously Ardy hasn't played a game yet, I think. No, he hasn't played this season. So I went with James Venter. The Sharks as my 6. Incredible on defense. Can sniff out the gap as well. He's just all our package. And we put him in our... Yeah, we did put him in our 31-man squad last week. Who did you guys have? James Fenter for sure.
Yeah, I'll say Fenter.
Yeah, without a doubt.
This is my number two of the Jared getting in early on the Super Rugby guys. and there's still a few more to come, yeah. But Fenter, yeah, he's missed one tackle this season as a number six. Is pretty incredible. 98% tackle success rate. He's carried, he's scored tries, he's got meters, he's beaten defenders, doesn't give away too many penalties. He missed one game. I don't know if it was through injury or I can't remember why he missed that game.
They arrested him.
Oh, was it a rest? Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, if you're making 65 tackles, then maybe you do deserve a rest. Quality player, young boy, solid. Definitely going to be in my Springbok setup. I hope he does get a look in because he's had a really good season. The Sharks have had a really good season. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud.
They arrested Still him miss. For that youngster that you like, that you told me about.
Yeah, I was just about to say it. Richardson had a...
Yes, it, yeah.
Oh, Dylan Richardson. Oh, rated.
He had a good game, the game that he subbed in for James Fenter. So it was good for them. So they got two players that can't have that six at all again. Like Stewart said, that your tight five looks bright, but looks like your number six jersey.
Your whole front back, yeah. Imagine if you kept the Dupree brothers. Yes.
Yeah. It would have been good, yeah.
That'd be insane.
But James has been, he tried to go, couldn't get game time with Sharks, or couldn't get a look in when he was younger, and then went to Lions, and also the same thing there. I think it comes down to his size, his heart. But he's a strong boy, man. And what Sean Everett, the Sharks coach, said, what did he say? He said he's a player that they don't look to take off the field. And that's the kind of player you want for Springboks too. He's disrupted breakdowns. He's there stealing ball. He's making his tackles, doing lots of carrying work. He's a good player, man. He's like you said, Moni, he's a true open side flank. He is what we need. He's what South Africa needs, and he's young. He's got a lot of potential and a lot of time to get in there now. And potentially they move Galici to seven or something. It's just to fit this boy in there. I would be happy with that.
I'd be happy with that. I think he's nice.
It's just a little case of Jaco Kriel being around again. So it's, well, Jaco Kriel's not going to be. Jaco
Kriel's 30 and this dude is.
Yeah.
How old is
he? No, I'm just saying right now, I hope they put him in the squad and don't completely overlook him.
Or 23, 20, 24, something like that. He's young.
Yeah. Yep. No, it grates me how good this young Sharks team is. And this is what you need. You need to get these young guys in at Super Rugby level now, you know. And if they have a bad, you know, 3-4 games or whatever, cool. Then, you know, put them on the side, get them, you know, training and whatever, and bring them back another time. But if you give them a shot, you give a 6 games, you give a guy like Van Heerden 7 games, and you see what they produce. And you're just like, well, it pays off. It pays off massively.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Indeed. Number seven, Jay, do you want to go with the seven?
Yeah, I'll start the seven off. There wasn't many guys out there, but this guy's been playing incredible rugby, and definitely is. And that's Lachlan Boshier from Chiefs. I think he's going to be in the All Blacks setup. He scored 3 tries in 5 games, 90% success tackle rate. Yeah, definitely. He's been in and out of the team, but he's been in and out of the team with really good players and experienced players that have now moved on. So I think it's his time to shine, and I think he'll definitely be in the mix there.
Yeah. Was he not taken in the squad originally for the World Cup and got injured?
I think he might have been
between him and that other dude that I think
Luke Jacobson. Yeah, Jacobson.
Luke Jacobson. Yeah. Because who was it that? Oh, it was
They dropped Shannon for Rizal.
Yeah, but they picked
quite a few picked... for that World Cup. Surprises. There was so many surprises.
Yeah. Yeah, but they picked Liam Squire originally, and Liam Squire actually turned around after like a couple of training days and said his head isn't right. He's ready to go home. and he took himself out. And then I think it was Boshier and Jacobson, and Jacobson got injured.
And I think Boshier
got injured and Jacobson got in, like one of the two. But yeah, good player, very good player, very, very good player. I flirted with him a lot, but I went with one of my favorite players of Super Rugby for the last, I don't know how many years. And I'm glad now.
From Argentina.
No. I went with the Hoops.
Michael Hoops. How could you leave out?
Love Hooper. I know he hasn't scored any tries this year, but I love Hooper.
I don't
think
he's been on form, to be fair.
Yeah, but if you actually, like, well, we did say it's kind of hard, but we also spoke about it beforehand. Talking about it before is that the games that we watched, and he doesn't look out of place. He doesn't look like a player that's dipping in form. He's still bustling around the field. He's making tackles. He's in and around the ruck.
72 tackles he's made in 6 games. He's phenomenal. He's a phenomenal rugby player. And I've got Hooper and I've got Boshier in my fantasy rugby team for this year. And it was a tricky one with the between the two. Boshier's defense was slightly better than Hooper's, but not by miles. Hooper's made more tackles, so that probably explains why. But Hooper just gets around the park so much. He's such a good loose forward when they're on attack, and he's so good defensively when they're on defense. How he steals balls, how he makes tackles. And I mean, to be fair, out of all the, you know, sevens and stuff like that, he has the most defenders beaten. And I don't know if it's because he carries the ball, because I mean, he carries the ball like twice as many times as other sevens do. But he still does his job defensively. And I love Hooper, and he's my seven.
He's just in and around the ball, in and around the ball always, you know, on defense, on attack. Just close to the ball always.
So you guys are going to play two open sides in your squad?
Yeah. Well, look, need be.
Because that's basically what you're choosing then, because Australia choose this open sides in that seven jersey, and New Zealand, we're the only country that does it in the six jersey.
Yeah, we have a weird thing like that, and I don't like it. I think we should just conform to the other...
If you were
to
choosing...
the rest of the world.
Well, I'll take it, Morney, you're going with Hooper the way you're talking, but...
Yeah.
If you were choosing between Hooper and Fenta, who would you choose?
Fenta.
Okay. Fenta.
Yeah. On form this year, yeah. But
yeah,
that's fine.
On form this year, but I can't leave Hooper out, and Hooper is just good enough to play both positions.
Yeah, of course, yeah. No, I've got no... He wasn't in my squad at all, really. I don't think he's been on the form that he usually has. I think Boshier has been playing better rugby than him, but he's playing a different position. So I get where you're coming from. You're looking at it in a different. He's playing the open side role for it, so it's a different position to Boshier. But I'm happy with him. I've always rated him. I just don't think he deserves.
I'm happy with Boshier, to be honest, because he was like, it was between him and.
I personally don't think he deserves to be in the 23 this year. But I'm happy to have him in there, and I even couldn't put him on my bench because there's someone on my bench who I feel has to be there. But no, I'm happy to have Hooper in the squad. He's brilliant.
Let's circle back to the seven jersey. How about that? We'll circle back at the end. We'll see who your bench players are, and then
so you have to fit him in there then, if you've both gone with him.
He has to be in the match day 23 somehow, some way.
No, leave him in there, because you both chose him. It's just, I don't like him. He's brilliant. But I just think, I think it's very tough to leave Boshier out, but unlucky.
It is tough to leave Boshier out, but the thing is, you're looking at Hooper over 10 years. And you're going, well, Hooper isn't as, you know, he's not playing as well as he normally plays.
But I think what he's
even
playing
from
now...
this season, he's playing good rugby. He's playing really good rugby.
No, maybe, yeah. Cool. Well, let's see that.
Stewart, hit us with the trilogy of Jay's picks at number 8.
Yep. Number 3. No, number 4. No, number three of the Jared getting in early on the Super Rugby selections, and that is Harry Wilson.
Yeah.
I've been so impressed with this guy. It's actually incredible. I've never been a huge fan of the Reds, number one, because I'm not a huge fan of other teams other than the Stormers.
Nice for you.
But I've watched every Reds game this year because of this dude. He's just unbelievably good. He's so good defensively. 90% tackle success rate. He's made the most carries out of any player in Super Rugby this year, with 91 carries. That's more than any backline player or any other player in the tournament. And he's got over 300 meters with 10 defenders beaten. This guy is an absolute machine. You think, okay, oh, he's just a running eighth man. No, he's got 90% tackle success rate.
And he's second on the list for most offloads as well. So the list just continues. He's there. And
11 offloads, is it? I think it is.
11 offloads,
He's such a good player. And the Aussies will be absolutely stupid to not have him as their starting eight when international rugby continues. Because he's the best eight in the tournament right now.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, three tries to boot. And three tries.
And don't forget, he's only 20. He's only 20 years old. This guy, he's been phenomenal. Jay, so you went with somebody else. Oh.
I couldn't choose anyone else. He's brilliant, man, and he's proven everyone wrong that thought that he was not old enough to be there. He's on form, man. Can't if Australia don't pick him, then there's something wrong with their structure. He has to be in that Australian team.
I got a couple of guys that I didn't expect would be on my radar picking this team, but they are. But it's just impossible not to pick Harry Wood. This criteria and the way we are doing it is impossible. I would even pick him. Who are discussing like our current match day 23. If they had a full season, I think I would have still probably discussing Harry Wilson.
Yeah, if he keeps this form, I mean, it's been 7 games only. But the way he was playing, I've got no doubt that he'd keep that form. I'm not saying he'd continue 90% tackle success, because that is not easy to do over, you know, 16 games or whatever it is. I think if the season continued and he kept his form, I would have put him as player of the tournament.
He's been that good.
Yeah.
And there's been a couple of, this again, similar to what I said about the locks, there's been a couple of eighth men that's been really quiet, well, so far in this, well, the beginning of that season that we had. The 7
or games. Ones that you would assume that would be good. I must say, I will give a slight nod, not to say that he's in any of my 23 or whatever, but Noche has been playing some good rugby. I'd still take Augustus over Noche as a Springbok eighth man. But Noche, from what I saw in the Springbok jersey in the Stormers jersey to what I see in the Sharks jersey, Noche's been given a bit more freedom, and he's playing some good rugby.
Yeah, he is playing good rugby. Yeah,
yeah. I think both of them are. Right. Noche's done really well at the Shark. It's almost like crazy.
It was a very good move. It was a good move for Augustus player. As well, because now he can be, you know, the sort of starting eight. He just needs game time.
Yeah, he's getting it. He's got 6 games already under his belt.
Yeah, no, he is, and he's doing really well.
He's got a good try. He's breaking tackles. He's doing what we know he can do from age group rugby. So I hope that he continues that form, and I hope he gets a look in.
No doubt. Jay, the number 9 slot. Kick off with the best man.
So number 9 for me, I've gone with the Reds boy, Tate McDermott. Yeah,
that's my Super Rugby choice, eh?
Yeah, he's really really played well this year, man. Five tries. He's second on the top try scoring list.
with his 5 tries. He's fourth on the list for try assists. 87% tackle success rate for a scrum off is really good. It's really. I was reading up about him, and he gave up professional surfing to concentrate on rugby. So if he continues that form, then he's definitely made the right choice.
He's been really good this year. And I think he was actually good last year.
And I think if he plays with Wilson, it'll be good. Him and Wilson and Australian team at 8 and 9.
Because he's still quite young. McDermott's been insane. He's said, 5 tries. I also went with McDermott. He's in my Super Rugby fantasy team. I picked him. I think he was my second choice overall. I watched him last year. He was really good last year. He's so energetic on the field. He loves to make a break, loves to carry. Beats defenders. He's got 11 defenders beaten for a scrummy. And, I mean, he's not a big scrummy.
He's faster. But,
yeah, he's super fast. Very good at picking a gap. Good defensively, like Jay said, 87%, tackle success rate. Doesn't carry. Well, no, he carries quite a bit. Makes some good meters, over 100 meters. He was my first choice. I honestly thought I would have to fight for him. I didn't think that anybody would go for McDermott. I thought you guys would go for like the usual suspects.
The usual suspects. I'm not going to fight.
You'd go for like Strider or something like that.
Exactly. I was going to say, like, I'm surprised Jay didn't go.
I'm surprised Jay hasn't gone for the full Sharks team because they've been that good this season, to be fair. I'm not joking. They've been.
You guys chose a lot of the Sharks boys before I could get them. I didn't expect. Yeah. Well, they there. Didn't expect Morning to take Kieran van Vuuren. He was my second hooker, and then I lost out.
Oh, you mean in the fantasy team?
Yeah, didn't expect. Yeah, you guys. But yeah,
that's what you gotta do. I will concede Tate McDermott. I had 3 scrum offs in the mix. I did start with TJ Perenero.
You're in love with TJ, man.
Yeah, I really love TJ. Although, Jay, you've got him at this year's Super Rugby Fantasy.
Yeah, no, I like him. But Morne really, really loves that guy.
Wait till you get later on in the team. But no, also, it was between Tate McDermott, TJ Perenetta, and Herschel Judges that I was swirling around about. So I'm fine to concede. Dermot as starting 9, so he's in. 10. Who went with the 9? Jay Stewart, you want to go with your 10?
I went with 8, so it's your turn, Mone.
Oh, my turn. I went with Kerwin Bosch. We've been speaking almost throughout this podcast about how good the Sharks has been and how well they've been doing as a collective unit, as a team. Good on defense. They've been some games. They've been absolutely phenomenal on attack. A lot of it's been their backline's been solid, but their forward back's been equally as dominating. But at the center of it, I think Bosch has done really well. His kicking has been outstanding this year as well. I think what was the game in New Zealand? I think he basically
against the Highlanders.
Yeah, he kicked them to victory. Stuart, you're number 10.
I've been talking Bosch up a lot this year, because of what I've seen on the field. I didn't know how atrocious his defense was, though. Looking at the stats, it's pretty abysmal. Yeah, 45%. He's missed more tackles than he's made. He's made 10. He's missed 12. That kind of swayed it for me, eh? I like the way he controls games, don't get me wrong. But I'm very much all about the defense. That wins you games, as you can clearly see how we won the World Cup. We won it off the back of defense. So I actually went James O'Connor as my 10th.
Wow.
out of the six games that he started for the Reds, he's played 5 at 10, 1 at fullback, I believe. His defense is much better, 84% to Bosch's 45%. He carries the ball more. He runs a hell of a lot more. He beats a hell of a lot more defenders. I love Jock. And I think Bosch, I've really talked him up this year. And in my head, he was like my starting 10 for sure. His kicking is good. His control of the game is good. But that defense, 45%, that's, I don't know. I might be swayed. If Jay's gone Bosch, I will concede. But that defense has kind of rattled me a little, to be honest.
I have gone Bosch. I think he needs to definitely work on that defense. I think he relies on having Andre Estes inside of him.
Yeah.
I've gone with him. He's on the top of the list in this year's Super Rugby. He's really stepped up. His controls games brilliantly, and I'm not saying that he's going to be the Springbok 10 because we've got Pollard and Philimsa around, but he's definitely in the mix for Springboks 2 for me. I wouldn't throw him away because of his defense. It just needs to, when Percy Montgomery first came on the scene and was being played at fullback and 10, he wasn't a great defender, and look how he ended up at the World Cup for us. Not one of my favorite players, but became a really complete player, and I just think in time, if they work on Bosch, He can become one of the greats that Tarvig has had.
I really hope they do, because if coaches start looking at the stats of Bosch, like I've been looking at the stats of Bosch, they are gonna target his channel every single move that they have.
I think they do anyway. I think they do. They know that, and that's why Sharks are lucky. At this year, we've been lucky to have Estes in there who. He doesn't miss much, and when he does tackle, you feel it. So I think they're relying on Estes and coming in and defending their channel with him. But like you say, yeah, he needs, but they know already that Bosch, they target Bosch all the time. So it's
something. Yeah. I hope he really does work on his defense, because I really like him as a player.
He's gonna have to live with that now. It's like Butch had to live with the no arms tackling. After having one bad season in the beginning, that was Butch for the rest of his career. You know what I mean? Even though he came back, did well, come back, won a World Cup. But once people know what you're about, it's hard to get rid of that. So he will, the rest of his career, he's going to have to fight that off. And hopefully he builds up and he can get a bit more mass on him. So it'll be good if he can put a bit more muscle on and stick to that 10 position and just...
I hope he does stick to that 10 position, because I don't want to see him be another Lambie.
No.
Getting thrown around all over the park and never actually getting enough game time to be a Springbok. Last year, they stuffed him up big time with all that nepotism in the Sharks, which is just atrocious.
I think at fullback, he's brilliant on attack. I think he's worse off in that position on defense, because one-on-ones, he's not going to make them. Unless he goes around the ankles, he's going to get bounced. And at least when he's playing in that 10 channel, if you have some big forwards around him, and if you do in the Springboks, we're always going to have a big 12 without a doubt. That's how we play. So hopefully it'll fit in for him. And hopefully the Sharks can get some decent 12 to back to come in there for Estes and now. I've gone.
Yeah, he's gone. I.
He'll still be there if Super Rugby continues.
He has signed
for Harlequins.
Harlequins,
with Wilco Lowe, two of them. Both signed for Harlequins.
Two big losses for South African rugby, that's for sure.
Well, I hope they still stay in the mix. I'm not saying Estes is a starter for Springboks, but he definitely needs to be in the mix.
I agree.
Both of them.
All right.
Anyway,
I like Bosch. I will allow Bosch to be the 10. I like the way he controls games, but needs to work at his defense.
Yeah, James O'Connor has been amazing as a 10. Don't take nothing away. He surprised me.
I just love James O'Connor in general. He's got flair. He can play 10, 12, 13, 14, 15. Guy can play anywhere. He's just such a good rugby player.
true. Jay, who was your speak 12s? Who was your number 12?
My number 12? I thought you were going to ask me who my wing was. So
let's go centers and then wings.
So I've gone number 12, Lamapi, Ngani Lamapi. It was between him and Estes, and for me, you guys might prove me wrong with someone, but I just really rated him in the first few games, definitely for Hurricanes this year. And yeah, he's tied on the list at number 5 for clean breaks, and defenders beaten as well. He's beaten 23 defenders, and I just rate that guy so much. I wish the All Blacks would rate him the same, but maybe they will this year. But for me, definitely Lamapi.
Yeah,
Stuart. The same. Lamapi, without a doubt. I've rated him for the last four years or 5 years or however long he's played now for the Hurricanes. I love watching him play rugby. He's just such a direct rugby player. He's got the ball. He runs straight. He's super quick. He's got that rugby league skills ability, because he played league before he came to Union. He's just such a good player.
And he bounces and people.
I mean, 23 defenders beaten is like miles ahead of any other inside centre in Super Rugby this year. Miles. I think the next closest was Esterhazen at 18. Yeah. 18 defenders beaten for Esterhazen. Esterhazen came super close to me. So did TJ Faina, to be honest, because his defense is just really good. Loves a carry, makes good meters, 12 defenders beaten. But it was always going to be Lamapi for me.
Yeah, I did consider him as well.
TJ Faiani.
Yeah, he's playing well.
I couldn't fit him in, unfortunately. He's captain the Blues a couple of times this year, also, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think between him and Patrick, when Patrick's not injured.
Patrick goes off, you know, because Locke's or a lock like him, he doesn't play the full 80. He normally rocks around 60, late 50, 60 minutes. So when he comes off, then I think TJ actually does take the band. Quality player, but Lau might be, number one choice inside center all day.
Has to be Lau Mapi. Yes, Stuart, you put the nail on the head with the rugby league skills, that little steps that he has, finding gaps and things like that. Oh, he's brilliant.
His pace for his size is just unbelievable.
It's ridiculous. Once you see him, actually, as I said it when we were picking, what was it, the current international 23. And when we were speaking about him, I said, it's just phenomenal the way he's able to accelerate. And if he catches you, 1-on-1 or something like that, he's like Jay said, he's either gonna bounce you or he's gonna beat you with pace. So it's just two devastating things to have running at you. 13, Stuart, who did you go with your 13? I'm gonna fight a little bit about this one, but let's see.
I don't think you will, because I think we've gone with the same guy. I've actually gone Braden Ennell. I think he's had a really good season.
Yeah. Exactly.
His defense is really good. 81% tackle success rate for outside channel is really good, because there's a lot of action there. Makes meters galore, super quick, 259 meters, 15 defenders beaten. He scored 4 tries, played 5 games, I think, for the Crusaders this year. But yeah, they've only played six, I believe, because they had a bye. So he's played the majority of their games. Quality. And he's versatile. He can play on the wing as well. He's got that pace. Defensively, he's been really good. I like him. I like Braden Ennell a lot. I think he's a good player.
When Braden Ennell, of course, it's just in terms of the 13s, he stood out. He's miles above anybody else. And the thing is, he makes an average Jack Goodyear look good as well. With his defense, things like that. That's not a jab. That's been true. Braden Ennell's been phenomenal. He scores tries. He makes meters. He's a good don't know what's the word to use, but he's a good backup runner. I don't know if that makes sense, but he's always around the ball. If there's a break, he seems to be the guy there ready for an offload or something like that. Really good. Jared, who did you go with at 13?
I didn't go with him. I did consider him, but I ended up going with Vince Esso, Lamapi's partner. He's got game time this year. He's started off brilliantly, played 6 games now. He's only missed 6 tackles, got just 79% success rate, scored a try. And I just think I think he's playing really well with Lamapi in that Hurricanes team. And there's for me, between the two of them, it was very close. There hasn't been too many other guys coming up and shining this year at 13. So for me, I was hoping like Stuart wanted, we were hoping to see Similani get game time, but injuries and have affected his season. But for me, I've gone with Esso.
Yeah, I like them as a pairing. I don't think individually, if you were picking between Eno and Asso, I think Eno has a better player this year. But as a duo, Laumapi and Asso is devastating. So destructive. Yeah,
quick. Partnership wise, they are really good. Also, Asso can play on the wing. He's got the pace. He's got the build.
I like him. Yeah. I think he's very. I think they're both very similar. I think Asso covers wing too. And like Stuart said, he covers centre, plays world centre. He's a big boy. He's 100. Yeah. Didn't realize he's 101 kilos.
Yeah, he's huge.
He looks smaller than Laumapi.
Well, I won't say short, because I mean they're not short, but like
for rugby players,
they're just like short, stocky, big oaks. But they've got so much pace, so much ability, good flair players. I just thought on this season, I just think Eno has been just slightly better. Just scored 3 more tries than.
I hope they're looking at the All Blacks this year. I hope they have a good, and I hope they stick to playing Ione at wingman.
Yeah, he needs to get away from outside centre. He's not good enough defensively at outside centre. He's got to get away from that position. He's got to nail down that. I don't care if it's 11 or 14, but he's got to be wing.
Yeah, he has to, especially with what's the Highlanders guy that's gone overseas now?
Naholo,
especially with him going now. They definitely need to use Ione on the wing.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a case of maybe they're afraid of leaving out somebody and they tend to stick Rico at 13 to accommodate somebody else, or they're just going for straight out attack and they try and get as many attackers and flair players into the team as possible, but
the Blues have had a really good season. To be fair, who's their coach? Leon McDonald. He's done really well. He's done really well with that back line, because they've been the whipping boys for the last 5-6 years in the New Zealand Conference. But they've played such good rugby, such hard attacking running rugby. I think he's only played 13 once this season. The rest of the time he's played on the wing. So I'm happy about that. They must have played him at 13 because of an injury or something. Because I think any rugby coach looking at Ione, he's not a 13. I don't know why they even thought about putting him at 13. Anyways, I digress. I've been chatting about him for too long. All right, what are we on? Wings?
Yeah, Jared, you were eager to give your number 11. Who is your 11?
No, it's not someone that I would have looked at before this season, but I just think he's been playing really great rugby for the Blues, and that's Mark Teeley, I think that's how you say his name. The guy's
Talea,
is that what I said? Talea, yeah, he's been amazing, man. He was player of the week in round 6. He's tops the list for defenders beaten at 54.
Sure, miles ahead of anybody else. Absolutely.
5 tries. Miles. Five tries. He's second on the list. Tied second on the list. 5 tries. Second on the list for most meters gained. That's like 559 meters gained. And yeah, he's just, he's up there in all those, all the categories, seventh on the list for carries at 70, second on the list for clean breaks. He's just, he definitely has to be there. He's not someone I even really knew much about before the season, but just on his stats and watching a bit of clips on him, he's definitely, he's a great prospect.
Yeah, no, he's been incredible. I also have him as 11, 23 years old. It's 94 kilos.
Yeah, he's solid, he's boy, man.
Super quick. Yeah, and defensively, he's solid. He's with four tackles this season. You know, so defensively, he's got it as well. 85% tackle success rate, like Jay said. 69 carries for 559 meters. 54 defenders beaten in seven games. That's like close to that's 7 point something defenders beaten per game.
Yeah, I just wonder where they just produce these guys. Huh? Guys leave and go overseas, and then they've just got these youngsters waiting in the wings to come in.
Yeah, and I mean, this is his first season in Super Rugby.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah, the Blues tend to
started every single game for them.
And last year was Reese's first season, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. Look out! Every year they just seem to get these boys coming through.
And they stumbled.
He's an Auckland boy. He's born and bred in Auckland. I know he's from Samoan descent, and I believe he's quite attached to the Samoan culture and stuff. He speaks it and everything like that. So if he doesn't get a look in at the All Blacks, then I do think he will jump ship and go to Samoa to play there. But yeah, him and Ione and the All Blacks team would just be unreal.
Yeah,
the Blues are known for finding just wingers just randomly.
Because these Samoans and stuff like that go to Auckland for some reason. Don't know why. Maybe it's quicker to get there because it's top of the North Island, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's
But they all come from Auckland. All the big, big Samoan, great Samoan rugby players come from Auckland. I know he was born and bred in Auckland. You know, he wasn't born in Samoa, but his family must have come from there and come to Auckland, and then, yeah, okay, cool. We'll just produce a 94 kilo 23-year-old that can play rugby.
You say it like that. Seven, maybe. Samoan culture. It was until I actually started looking at his stats properly, I did consider Ben Lamb for the 11 jersey. And then I just started looking at his stats, and he just ran through the numbers there. It's just, how do you leave him out? It's just impossible.
Lamb started off the season with a bang and then just went quiet.
Well, he went quiet the last two games, I would say. I've watched the Hurricanes a lot, so.
The Hurricanes have been like sort of wishy-washy this year for some reason. Mm. Like, okay, they smashed the Sun Wolves, but then who doesn't? You know, they drew a blank against the Stormers, then scored 1 point. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
This is the Hurricanes you're talking about. You've got Marky, Aso, Flippin, Ben Lamb, TJ. This is crazy.
I tell you who's been good in that, not in the 11 jersey, but another winger, Jacobus van Wyk.
Yeah.
Definitely. He played only three games, but he's played three or four games, but he started really well for them. They're either red hot or they're absolutely just at all.
He's keeping Wes Gerson out of the starting lineup. He's doing well.
I've never rated Wes Gerson.
You don't rate him? No, I'll rate him.
Wes Gerson is really, for his size.
He's a very good finisher. Like, you know, you give him the ball 5 meters out from the try line, he's going to score. Defensively, he's not good enough. He's not good under the high ball.
He reminds me of a young Francois Hojard on the wing.
What? Because of his looks?
No, I don't know. Do they look the same?
They look quite similar.
I think just their style. They've got a very similar style. Stoles.
No, Stoles is good. He's not bad. I mean, 5 games, 1 try, 77% tackle success rate, 31 carries, 480 meters, and 8 defenders beaten. And then you look at Lamb, who's it's got 44 carries for 355 meters and 18 defenders.
Lamb's the
5 tries to 1, both play on the wing.
Better yeah, but he's got more game time.
Carries, well, one game more.
No, but he's come off the bench, more than man.
Doubled his meters.
Persons, how many minutes has he played?
I don't know how many minutes he's played, but yeah, he's played because 5 games.
Because he's come off the bench in the 23 jersey.
Yeah, they started
most of the season with Van Beek and Lamb.
I think, yeah, they have. Van Beek has played like 3 or 4 games out of the 6 or whatever they've played. Stewart, who is your 14? I'm just going to write it down.
Yeah, Rico.
Seriously?
Yeah, I went Rico at 14 as well.
I love Rico.
You guys are selecting on last year's form. Really are.
His stats this season hasn't been good, but he's only played 4 games, which has been a shock to me.
Yeah, but if you watch him play, also
4 games, 4 tries, he's got over 200 meters. I know for a wing it's not big for his numbers, considering Talay's got 559. But he's got more meters than Huisen, and he's played less games than Huisen. And I just looked at the games now.
Yeah, Huisen, go and look at Huisen's minutes before you start talking about Huisen. He's hardly got a lot of minutes this year.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. I love him. He will be my starting 14. Yes, his form has been outstanding this year, but he's still made.
But he's still Rico. Still
beaten 19 defenders, which is more than a lot of the others have. He scored 4 tries because he's a try-scoring machine. His defense needs a little bit of work, but then I think playing him in the 13 channel doesn't work for defensively. And I think he did start 1 game at 13 this year. 46 carries, 208 meters, 19 defenders beaten. I love the guy, and I think a little bit more game time, and he will be. Look, Jay, you've got him in your Super Rugby fantasy team.
No, I like him.
Don't tell me you're not picking him every single week that he's playing. If no. I'm only starting, you picking him, regardless.
Yeah, I would,
regardless.
Yeah.
If last week he made 4 meters and this week you're going to drop him, never.
But I don't think in the 7 games that he deserves to be a starting win on his.
Who did you go with? He's only played 4. I get that. And yes, there have been slightly better players. Statistically, there's been better players. Like Bofelli, for example, from the Jaguars.
Yeah. He's been Emiliano Bofelli. He's been absolutely destructive.
He's had a really good season. Yeah. There's been a few other boys. That Leicester Fine Ganuku from the Crusaders.
Yeah.
He's been really good.
Yeah. I mean, even stat wise, the Brumbies cut Solomana Kata.
He's got quite a few tries.
He's been solid. Jay, who did you go with as your right wing?
I went with Andrew Callaway. The guy's leading the top try scorer, 7 tries. And I watched a few of his games, actually. Tackle success is not that great, but I just think he deserves to be there on form, scoring 7 tries and playing very well for the Rebels.
But
I've got nothing against Ione. Considering he's only played 4 games, he's got good stats. But I just think it's really hard to because you're basically taking Ione's reputation, and that's why he's getting that position. But no, I've got nothing against it. I'm happy with Ione. I think Andrew definitely needs a special mention then.
No, he definitely needs a special mention. There's a lot of players that need special mentions.
I conceded Lamb for Tilly because of the stats. But I wasn't going to do it for both wins. So Callaway, the one that missed out. But yeah, no, he was definitely on the radar, Andrew Callaway. I think I had him 1 year in a fantasy team. I think he got injured like in the 2nd game when he was still playing at the Waratahs. and he, never played again for the rest of this. Yeah. But not this year. No, he's been playing at 14.
I'm not
saying this year. I'm just saying in general.
Number 15. I went. Well, I think all three of us are gonna go. I think there's only one other name that probably comes close. But I went with Apalile Fassi at 15. He's been phenomenal this year. He's absolutely. He's. I don't know how else to put it. His speed is amazing. When he starts to accelerate, he's lightning. I don't know what more to say. He saved my fantasy Super Rugby career.
He has, because you've been the wooden spoon for 6 years now, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's going to help you win it. I know
the season got cut short, but you were solidly in seat number one because of
Fassi. Just say it. I'm champion. 2020.
No, you're not champion. Continuing.
You will. I'll give you the champ. I'll give it to you if it gets aborted. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
Well, if the season thing continues, then I tell you what, we're going to be fighting over Talaya big time. Whoever gets first pick wing is taking Mark outright. But I also went Fassi. Well, you're right. He's been so good this season. I've rated him for a couple of years now, but he's really broke through this season. Again, the Sharks have just had such a good season. And everybody's like kind of doing their part. Everybody's just having good, solid season. Defensively, you can work on it a bit, but 64 is nothing to scoff at, to be fair. But again, could work on it defensively. As a 15, I would like my 15 to be, you know, sort of closer to the 80% mark in terms of tackles made. But 75 runs for 622 meters and 33 defenders beaten is a lot. I think he's by miles the most meters run in the Super Rugby competition. I think Talaya comes second with 559, so that's, you know, quite a big gap. I think Banks is quite a lot as well. I can't remember.
Yeah, Tom Banks was the other one that was really close. Well,
yeah, because Banks had a good season, but Fassi for me was my number one. 15.
I think it helps the Sharks' game plan also. Like, you're scared to sort of kick the ball away into Fassi's hands because you know what he's going to do. But then again, Sharks have such a strong forward back, so you're kind of in two minds what to do with the ball, whether you keep it in tight. And
his kicking's not that bad at 15.
No, that's the thing as well.
And he's really good taking high balls.
That's what I said. It's just like, he puts you in two minds having him there. Number one, his counter-attacking ability is amazing. Number two, you kick it into the air for him. He's more than capable to take balls out of the air. He's all around just well. It's just that slight little hiccup with the defensive side of the game. But, well, how old is he? 20? 21?
Yeah, he's like 21, yeah. He's done well this year. He's really taken that jersey and made it his own. He was, player of the week in round two. And he was pretty close to be nominated for a few other weeks. He's been really great.
Yeah, I would have given him player of the week a couple of weeks. He's been outstanding. He's been one of the surprise packages of this season.
I think there's only one week that he didn't make the team of the week, And that was that week Tom Banks made it. But I think that was the week when Tom Banks scored like three tries in a game or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember that. They gave you some mad points on Super Rugby.
Yeah. Jay, you went with Fassi.
He's been really good.
Yeah, definitely Fassi. Yeah, he's also, like Stuart said, all those stats, and he's third on the list for carries at 75 and third on the list at clean breaks, 13. He's having one hell of a year, man. And
yeah.
I think he's in such great form that I think he's going to nail down that starting 15 jersey.
I really hope he does.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. So,
it's kind of sad for players like Fassi, like Walton. It's kind of sad to see this season get cut so short because you want to watch them. sort of grow. Tate McDermott, these players. You want to watch them throughout the season and see how well they do.
All these young boys, eh? And I think a lot of them are young that we pick in. Like, we're not just going off tried and trusted. Okay, I might have been a little bit whatever with Ione. I can't
think of
that. Possibly. I love it. I love Rico. He's one of my favorite players. He has been so long. But anyway, a lot of the guys we're picking are young, up and coming, you know, kind of in their first season, maybe in their second, but, you know, doing what they need to be doing for us to take notice and be like, well, you know what, you solidly deserve to be in my team as the starting eight or starting six, you know, and not just go with your run of the mill, because, you know, he's an All Black and he's a Springbok and they've played 10 years of Super Rugby and they're always good. No, these guys absolutely deserve to be here. And I love that we've all kind of looked at youth on form rather than, you know, going with standard, like how we normally do with the Super Rugby. You know, you always go with the usual suspects. Although Jay's thrown out a couple of surprises this year. He does most years, but this has been best year by far in terms of his surprises. And another one that he picked this year that I've actually been very impressed with, I just wish he got more game time, is Will Jordan.
Mornay actually took him this year.
Yeah.
But I had
him. Mornay get him this year.
Mornay got him this year. I would have had him, but Mornay took him. But I had him.
It's kind of difficult with the Crusaders. Like, we spoke about Sevu Reese. Just coming out of nowhere. And I think last year, when Mataele got injured, originally Will Jordan took his place. And that's where Will Jordan sort of picked up and started to come on the radar. And he done well in the games that he covered. And then Sevu Reese just covered 1 week. And that was it. In the story. Yeah. So,
because if you look at that just the sort of outside backs of the Crusaders, it's unreal.
Mataele's back as well.
Mataele's back. They've got that Leicester.
Yeah.
Naga Anuku, who's been really good.
George Bridge.
Bridge, Reese, him.
Havili,
who's been really good this year. And Will Jordan, you know. Now, Jordan's young, so I'll let him off on this one, only playing 3 games, but. Come next season or come an injury to one of these Oaks, and I really want to see him get more game time because he's very good rugby player.
And before we go through the collective team, do we want to just sort out the bench?
You know,
it's not, I don't want to talk to you guys anymore. You left out Jordy. To go through the 23 one more time, to join 23.
I'd put Willemse in before I put Jordy in.
Yeah, worth a shot.
I mean, too.
I'd even put a half injured McKenzie.
Take it easy. I'm the Geordie. Anybody listen to this? I need a movement. Hashtag stand up for Geordie.
Even Chalant, I think, had a better season.
I think Chalant had a better season too. I would like McKenzie to be better defensively. That's why he hasn't cracked by 23. He's kind of the same as Bosch. He just misses too many tackles. A little bit better than Bosch in terms of he's only missed 10 to Bosch's 12, but still, 10 tackles. That's a lot of tackles.
Hold up. Joint 23. Number 1, Steven Kitchoff. Number 2, Kieran van Vuuren. Number 3, the Tongan Thought and Latupo. Number 4, what's it, Ruben van Heerden? Number 5, Mitchell Dunshay. Number 6, James Venter. Number 7, Michael Hooper. Number 8, Harry Wilson. Number 9, Tate McDermott. Number 10, Cohen Bosch. Number 11, Stuart, I'll let you say this one. Talia?
Talia.
Whatever.
Talia, I think is how you say it.
Yeah. Number 12, Ngani Lomapi. Number 13, Braden Eno. Number 14, Rico Ioane. Number 15, Apilile Fassi. And then bench, Asafa Amua. 16, 17, Oxenshire. 18, Alan Alatoa. 19, Saldman Murat 20, Hoskins 22, 21, Herschel Jones, James O'Connor 23, David Harvey.
Special mention, actually, well, not a special mention for anybody that's playing now, but something that I read a couple of days ago that I'm excited about, maybe in a couple of years, I don't know, hopefully, is guess who might be going to the Hurricanes as the starting 10?
From where? In New Zealand?
No.
Coming back or starting?
Coming back.
Carter's
done. Carter's like what, 40? Not that old.
Playing in France.
Yeah, I know. He's still playing halfway over there. Still doing
the business. Think about it.
At 10. You got me stumped.
Where is he? Overseas now?
Yeah.
Who? Break the mold.
Lima Sopoaga.
Sopoaga, I was.
Oh, okay. He's...
Wow.
Born and bred Hurricanes boy. So where they're from, Wellington. Born and bred in Wellington. Supported the Hurricanes all his life. Was on their sort of training squad. Got offered a contract with the Hurricanes, but then his old coach or whatever who went to the Highlanders asked him to come and join him at the Highlanders with a full first team contract. So he took that instead, which was obviously a good thing because he's been a phenomenal rugby player. Went overseas when he needed to go, which is cool because obviously Carter Barrett was in the mix. But yeah, if he comes back to the Hurricanes, Hurricanes need a pivot. Let's be honest. I don't know, Jackson Garden Bashup or whatever. And
he's not Fletcher, a flyoff at all.
Fletcher,
Gordon Bishop is nowhere like there.
I think him and Perenara could be a good fit.
Well, there you have it. Hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you're enjoying the content we're putting up, please subscribe to our channel and leave a like at the end of the video. Thank you. See you all next week.